I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of Cape Week magazine and the new Cape Week Summer Expanded magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is it. It's Memorial Day weekend, and there are parades and other observances, chiefly on Monday. But starting on Sunday, there will be the Troops in the Spotlight, which is a 24-hour observance. And again, it's taking over a part of the parking lot at Kmart Plaza in Hyannis. Tell us about this.
Troops in the Spotlight honors currently deployed troops, veterans, wounded warriors, and fallen heroes in a variety of ways over that 24 hours you mentioned. And they are celebrating them and raising money to help them and their families. It's the 11th year that Cape Cod Cares for the Troops had put this on, and organizers say it's now one of the biggest Memorial Day celebrations in the state. It starts at 11:30 on Sunday. They've got an opening ceremony, and also starting then, soldiers are going to be standing at attention an hour at a time throughout the 24 hours. So anytime you go down Route 132 in Hyannis, you'll see them up there. During that whole time, there's also going to be a Vietnam veteran ceremony, various speeches and discussions by veterans and town representatives, and there's a war memorial wall for Iraq and Afghanistan soldiers. There's also other activities not related to that, really. There's a car show, a barbecue lunch, raffles, and arts and crafts and games for the kids, and music going on. But the organizers hope that the event's going to help families teach their kids about the true meaning of the holiday. And so there's an opportunity for kids to write letters or record messages to troops overseas or to talk to soldiers about their experiences.
Kathy, 8 years ago, Wellfleet Preservation Hall hit on an unusual art fundraiser that was perfect for spring, and that signature event is taking place again on Saturday.
They have a lot of help from artists to put this together. It's actually a birdhouse and garden auction. And they have the artists and various creative community members create handmade birdhouses as well as garden-inspired art. And this is all part of a fundraiser for the programming at the hall. It's going to be a silent and live auction and then live musicians there, hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. And some of the artists that are helping out are Ellen LeBeau, Craig Converse, Dorothy Strauss, Paul Suggs, and Lois Hirschberg. And that all happens from 5 to 7 o'clock at the hall on Saturday.
The Woods Hole Film Festival doesn't start until July, but it's kicking off a new Falmouth Film monthly series on Saturday night with a sneak preview of a movie filmed on Nantucket.
The movie's called Peter and John. People might remember it was being filmed about a year ago over there on Nantucket by director Jay Craven. It's due out later this summer, but this is the kind of the sneak preview. And it's based on Guy de Maupassant's 19th century novel about two brothers in the late 1800s on an island who are both affected by a mysterious young woman who arrives there. Jay Craven is going to be at Saturday's screening. He's going to take questions as well as suggestions from viewers because there's still the final cut of the movie to be made. And the cast of the film includes Jacqueline Bisset. She won the 2014 Golden Globe. Emmy winner and Tony nominee Gordon Clapp. People might remember him from NYPD Blue. And then Christian Coulson, who was in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
And Broadway and TV celebrities are going to be coming to Provincetown this summer. It all starts on Sunday night with Rosie O'Donnell at Town Hall.
There's actually three Broadway series happening in Provincetown over the next few months. And more than 35 celebrities associated with theater, but also TV and film, are going to be coming in for concerts and interviews. Rosie O'Donnell, people probably know her from TV talk shows or films, but she has also been on Broadway. And she's going to be at Town Hall at 9 o'clock for the format that was started by Seth Rudetsky, who is a Sirius XM radio host. He sits down with them on stage, talks about their career, and then they perform songs together because he's also a pianist. Our writer for Cape Week did an interview with Seth, who's going to talk about the whole series and talk a little bit about Rosie.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times and the new Cape Week Summer Expanded magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.